God bless you, Heart Dwellers. The Lord is truly leading and guiding us, and I have a very, very special message today, confirmed by two different signs, independent signs from the Lord, that this is truly Him. This is the real deal. I am so glad you are now taking me seriously. He means about the world and winding down in the rapture. Lord, I really want to check the news in the worst way. You won't see much until the moment it happens. I will send you little snippets that are faith builders to encourage you that your thinking is on the right track and you really are hearing from me. But please, Claire, stay out of the news. No. Lord, you're killing me. I want to see the news. What can I say to such a stubborn, self-willed bride? There's hope for you, dear. It's growing dim. If you don't trust my judgment on things after all these years. But my curiosity is killing me. I will send you what you need to know, but you stay out of the news. It seems that all these terrorist cells are entering countries as refugees. Not all, but many. Enough to make the difference when Islam is declared the world religion. How can that happen? People see how horrible it is. The government will force the issue. Your faith in me will have to be denied in writing in order to keep world peace. But even factions of Islam kill each other. That too will come to an artificial end during this time of scripted and contrived peace. This will be touted as the solution to all men's ills, a religion that does not offend Islam. All will sign this document or be beheaded. It's just that simple. There will be a coup in your government. Suddenly, Islamic candidates will rise to power, just as your president did, by stealth and intrigue, coming from nowhere and preaching a platform of world peace. Prosperity and progressiveness will be touted as the banner of the day, even as it was in Hitler's day. And those who wish to be fashionable and accepted will easily fall into line, for their glory is their shame. But Islam does not allow for homosexuality. It will. This new brand of Islam will. The Mahdi will be a homosexual. No, that can't possibly be. Of course, if it were Obama, that would be the perfect candidate. I had an experience with the Lord, guys, where he took me to a mosque in the Middle East, and there were cobras coming out from behind the central worship area. When he took me back there, I saw a throne covered with an awning at the end of a very, very long, narrow room where men were seated on the floor, cross-legged and talking to one another. At the left hand of the throne, seated on the floor, was Osama bin Laden. They were all waiting for the Mahdi. Along with that, I saw who I would one day recognize as Obama at the Capitol Rotunda, appearing at a gala in his honor and being introduced as our Savior. Our Savior is here. And then he introduced Obama. The Lord continued, "Oh yes, it can. The agenda is total corruption, and everything laid before the world will lead only to debauchery and even molestation of children. Oh yes, Claire, it is coming. Believe me, it's already established in the groundwork of this government. It will soon be legalized and fact. Do you see now that the whole world is one sewer of corruption before me? Do you understand? There's no more time left. Anyone who does not agree with the articles of this new government in the world, anyone, will be coerced, persecuted, and if they don't agree, executed. It's just that simple. Pledge your allegiance or die." Lord, a lot of people will run and seek out the wilderness. Yes, they will. But the wilderness will not be safe either. Day and night it will be scoured for dissenters trying to escape the government, day and night. Only my supernatural protection will keep men safe. If they totally rely on me to protect them, I will. If they try to outsmart the enemy, they will be eventually found out. Protection must come from above, not from the intelligence of man. There is now technology that can penetrate deeply into the earth and return an image of what is below. As a consequence, bunkers and caves will not provide the protection people are expecting. They will be discovered. As the Lord was speaking, I saw families being discovered in underground bunkers and being taken captive, and I looked up the capabilities of sensing devices on the internet, and what is publicly known is that anything 10 feet deep can be discovered by heat signatures. This is public declassified information. Just imagine what is classified. Also, a certain network of satellites covers every point on Earth every 15 minutes. Can you imagine that? So it's possible that any change in a location can become a point of interest as the government scours the Earth for dissenters. Even heat signatures being emitted from the mouth of caves and vent holes in the Earth will be analyzed. The Lord continued, "Yes, you have discerned rightly. Technology is far beyond what is publicly known. Consider interdimensional travel done by demon aliens. Oh yes, technology knows very few boundaries. Another reason for us to commence the tribulation." When he says us, he's talking about the Trinity, the Father and Holy Spirit. "Many, many frontiers of science have been conquered. And many, many experiments and offensive weapons have caused us to intervene and frustrate results. Many. It is truly time, Claire. It is truly time. We have checked evil so many times supernaturally and continue to do so, even in this moment, for the sake of my children and this earth. You see, Satan has so corrupted the minds of scientists that they have very little regard for human life or the health of this planet. No, they are far more interested in supreme intelligence, conquering every single law of physics. Lust for knowledge, greed for power and status has taken hold of these souls and pushed them into groundbreaking experiments. And for each one, angels are assigned to frustrate their foolishness. They are not looking at the good of the earth or mankind. They are looking only to conquer the unknown and control what should only be in my control. I alone have the wisdom to draw lines. They seek the glory and have no moral boundaries. That's what we're talking about. Oh, my love, if only you could see what is being done. What liberties are being taken over the innocent. It is atrocity after atrocity, and at some point in time I must say, enough is enough. Do you understand? Oh Lord, truly I do. Yet I will be accused of wickedness for allowing man to reap his own fruit. Yes, the accuser of the brethren will find ways to twist the consciousness of man into thinking I am the guilty one. This is why it is written that in the end times, plague after plague after plague will hit the earth, and still men will not repent. Rather, they will curse me, whom they never knew, as it is written in the sixth trumpet. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, so as not to worship demons and the idols of gold and of silver and of brass and of stone and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their immorality, nor of their thefts. That's Revelation 9:20-21. In that one verse, he continued, so much can be summed up. The love of money and luxury is just as much an idol as Baal worship. Men still kill their babies in the womb to save money. The murders that are taking place daily because medical science in this country is profit-motivated. Therefore, they sell useless cures that will only kill in the end. And that's not even to mention what is done to the environment to slowly destroy the masses. They are killing, stealing, and destroying, just like their father, the devil. This is all by way of saying, time is up. The point of no return is on the horizon. Prepare yourselves. Prepare those who you can touch. Do not fall into distressing about what you must do, lest you miss the forest for the trees. Allow me to bring those before you to pray for, to help, to listen to counsel, and to give. Let everything proceed peacefully. I want you prepared, not utterly worn out. I want you connected to me always, not overreached with a to-do list that's beyond what I'm asking of you. Sorry for my snoring kitty in the background, guys. That's Judah again. Each of you has run the race and fought the good fight. I am bringing your reward soon. Do not grow despondent, lazy, or foolish with your time and resources. Do what you can, and I will make up the difference, merely from your heartfelt intentions. Truly, the time is coming upon us, my bride. Wake up. Stay awake. Behold, your bridegroom cometh. And that was the end of his message. Well, talk about confirmations. Ezekiel just had a powerful dream right when I was finishing this message and about to record. As he was relating it to me, I got warm and I went to open the window. Outside in the sky was a perfectly formed chemtrail in the shape of an upside-down cross. What a sign. This is the dream that Ezekiel had. We were on a boulevard in a convertible with the top down, headed west. All of a sudden, strong winds started blowing from behind us, from the east. I turned to see what it was, and there were dark clouds rolling and swirling in the sky. At first they were grayish and overcast, then they turned to dark black storm clouds, with loud rumbling that saturated and totally overtook the air. It was so loud and ominous, almost like it had a life of its own. Screams were heard. This blackness swept up everything in its path. The sky above us and out in front of us was clear and sunny like a typical southwestern day. As the clouds continued to churn and roll, they started to take a strange shape and began forming into a well-defined image of a skull. All the clouds in the image were moving at a high speed, almost as if they were going to overtake us. You could hear people screaming behind us as this thing cloaked them in darkness. At this point, we were accelerating and driving very fast to try and get away from it, along with several other cars around us. Suddenly, from the northeast, you could see a large white horse galloping in the air. It became very clear, and there was a chariot behind it, and many other horses and riders. As it got closer, you could see that Jesus was in the chariot, wearing all white with a crown on his head. He outran the clouds and the skull and came in behind us. He was waving his arms, almost like he was herding sheep and getting us grouped in and moving forward. You could still hear the awful screams and shrieks from behind the Lord's army, where blackness was overtaking them. The Lord and his army had formed a barrier between us and the devastation, and we were gaining some distance ahead of it, moving really fast. I had the sense that we were either up in the air or we were about to be up in the air. And that's where the dream ended. Wow. Well, what can I say except the Lord is confirming without the news? from his little curiosity-seeking bride. Without the news is finding out what's going on. And he's giving me confirmations, guys. So it looks like we're on another rapture watch, and it looks pretty serious, because if you know anything about things that are going on in the world, you can see armies and peoples and presidents are locking horns and coming into a position, being readied for combat. And we've seen this many, many times before, and the Lord forestalled it. But in this particular message, he's saying he's not going to forestall it this time. So all we can do is what he's asked us to do, and that is minister to whoever he sends to us and prepare our hearts before him. I love you all. God bless you. I pray for you every day. And thank you so much for the beautiful gifts you've been sending for the children. If you want to send anything else, that's wonderful. Anyone who hasn't sent anything for the children, the poor children in this area that are living out in the desert, I'm thinking that easy-to-read Bibles might be a good thing. After all the toys, easy to read Bibles. And if you would please do us a favor and gift wrap them, or have Amazon gift wrap them, that would save us a lot of time. And by the way, and put the age on them, a boy or girl and the age. And by the way, for those of you who don't know about it, on Amazon, if you log into your account and you look at lists, it'll say find a list. It's up on the top hand right corner drop down box, and type in Heart Dwellers and they'll bring up the list that we have for the children, the poor children out here. Thank you so much, everyone. God bless you, and keep praying. The Lord is on his way.